today's training. Surround yourself with right thinking. Appreciate everybody. We don't rise to the level of our ambition. We fall to the level of our thinking. It is the basement of where we're at. It's the ceiling to where we can become. The environments we choose for our minds, our media, our mentors, our conversations, our background noise, even here on the Breakfast of Champions, quietly set our ceiling. When we curate those inputs with intention, the great interference turns into work. Presence replaces performative hustle, and momentum will compound exponentially, accelerating and aggregating towards the divine direction with devotion, which is a level up from intention. These six lessons today, which I'll be happy to send to you, david@dmeltzer.com, are playbook to engineer that environment. We'll audit what goes in, act on map today, communicate with clarity, design spaces that fuel focus, create a generosity wheel, and protect our capacity with solitude and boundaries so that we can accelerate, aggregate, and pump, and elevate our basement and our delta and our ceiling with a level of ambition, of attention, devotion that we've never seen before. Lesson number one, to surround ourselves with the right thinking, is to curate our inputs, create our outcomes. Great interference of worry, the duplicated negative of wishing for what we don't want, called worrying, not under where we want to be or better, but it actually is wishing for what we don't want, creating greater statistical success to what we don't want, other people want for us, what people want for us on social media. This excessive worrying, the great interference, it will interfere with infinite amount of energy, intuition, intellect, creativity, and even focus and devotion, intention of divine direction. The ideas, the media, the voices that we allow in, set this emotional frequency vibration. It is that in which creates our performance ceiling. I work with so many sales teams now, marinated in negative market takes, especially here at the end of the year, attaching their emotions to outcomes and to exactness that doesn't exist, along with certainty, and hesitate on the outreach that is most required at the end of the year. If you're not reaching out to the people that you never can get a hold of in the end of the year during the holidays, you're making a big mistake, because those are the people that are now available. Those people that are so hard to get a hold of are myself, just maybe a little addicted to deals. Maybe they're addicted to activity they get paid for. And when he's around, because 98% of the drifters are taking advantage of only taking holiday, because they don't take holiday every day like they do. They don't vacation every day. There's no better time to outreach to the powerful, to the people you can't get in with. Because not only are they more available, but they're looking for deals. You can get deals you've never gotten before. You can get through because the drifters aren't there blocking the way. The gatekeepers aren't there blocking the way. They're just dying for deals. And after we switched from this worrying, this interference, this hesitation, this overwhelmness, the procrastination, when we switched to a different intention and devotion, to a solution-oriented content with mirrors and utilizing the five to thrive, which I'm happy to send to you, to stimulate interest, transition interest, share vision, and most importantly, manage and develop that vision so that we can thrive, so that people not only are buying from us, but selling for us for life. This is how the pipeline velocity has rebounded, exceeded, aggregated, and compounded. It is that curating of what we take in to create what goes out, curating of the inputs and creating of the outputs, the outcomes. understanding the importance of how we do and utilize these five to thrive, dave@dmeltzer.com if you want it. Our puts, these thoughts that we have coming in are memorized in a daily term memory called the cellular memory. It's the conscious. And that conscious, these 24 inputs of thoughts, they impact only one thing, our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is an intermediate memory. And in the subconscious mind, it hosts about 40,000 the same thoughts every day. And it qualifies the 10,000 of new thoughts that we have every day, the new inputs that we have every day. And it ranks them or prioritizes them by how consistent we have those thoughts. And if it becomes real consistent, they want it to be an automatic system. So it goes into the inner memory called the subconscious mind. And then it works for you without you working consciously. The majority of our lives are spent in what subconscious is dictated by a quantum level of unconscious competency, a hardwired epigenetic layer activating your genetic and genetic inheritance. But our inputs, these 10,000 inputs, are memorized every day individually. And if they're repetitive, it's talking to the intermediate memory, the subconscious mind, and it starts becoming one of the 40,000 of the thoughts that are working for you all the time, working through you all the time, impacting your quantum memory all the time. Unfortunately, most people in this genetic and epigenetic inheritance, 80% of the 40,000 thoughts that we have in the subconscious mind and the host of hardwired energetic and genetic inheritances are negative thoughts. And the reason that is, by the way, people will wonder, why is that? Well, because we're built for what? Survival. So we're remembering the fear, the uncertainty, the reaction to fear, and the responses to those reactions at all time, because we're built for survival, not happiness. If we were built for happiness, we'd have all these happy thoughts that we remember and that were automatic in our subconscious mind. So our outlook via the inputs, our outlook of all of these thoughts, which the majority of them are negative, becomes what our outcomes. All based off of one thing, that we're built for survival, not happiness. So we constantly to qualify the thoughts that we're having and curate the inputs that we have to happy ones, identifying what we're doing to interfere with it, and dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing those negative thoughts, those interfering thoughts. And worrying is one of the greatest ones. The duplicative of worrying is interfering with where we want to be in the divine direction. It's a devotion we don't want. And it's also wishing for what we don't want, what we don't have, what's missing, or what other people want for us on social media. We need to make sure that we are auditing our inputs, taking inventory of what daily inputs that we have, especially with media, with friends, families, and associates. We want to make sure that we're constantly not only taking inventory, replacing the drainers, the interferers, with the energizers of thoughts. It's a constant process, a practice, curating the inputs of changing our conscious continuum so we have more positive thoughts inputted daily, consistently, persistently, which will affect the 40,000 subconscious thoughts that are running 24 hours a day, God's guarantee of that 24 hours, and continually speaking and ordering through the epigenetic layer of our DNA to activate only the positive stuff, which will accelerate, aggregate, count, and attract an exponential outcome that we create through the positivity or the negativity or the interference. Utilizing ease in its essence of faith, that there's more than enough of everything in an infinite, abundant, unified system that allows us to utilize ease to identify, elevate our awareness, vibration, and frequency of the dis-ease when we are in thoughts of dis-ease. Build playlists to artificially enhance the repetitive nature of the inputs in the cellular structure of the conscious memory in order to impact the subconscious of those 40,000 thoughts so that we get more and more positivity and less enough dis-ease. Because when we're at ease, we're in the flow, we are accessing and recovering. accessing the infinite amount of positivity that exists, the infinite amount of intelligence, intuition, and most importantly, inspiration. Expand our thinkings by curating our outputs and creating our outcomes. Make sure that we're taking inventory as much as possible to change and shift the genetic and energetic inheritance that exists in the unconscious competency in our DNA, holding thoughts for generational impact and input and generational outcomes. We have to understand and surround ourselves with the right thoughts by curating devotion, curating our faith, and curating our wisdom, curating those inputs to create the outcomes that we desire or even better. And so as we look at devotion as a step above discipline, devotion is, mute that please. So if we see the difference between a discipline and a devotion, understanding that discipline is just a requirement of a personal behavior in a consistent manner, where devotion adds the divine. We want to be better with that discipline. Curate our inputs to create our outcomes. Lesson number two of surrounding ourselves with bright thoughts from my book, Don't Do Business with Dicks. Turn that interference, turn that worry into activity that we get paid for. Turn it into work, but don't get so busy working you forget to make money. That's why I call it activity we get paid for. Too many people are working and not making any money. If that resonates with you, please reach out to me. One of the greatest tragedies in mentoring, coaching, and teaching is seeing somebody that is an extra miler, going the extra mile every once in a while, think you're sacrificing so much and working so much, but not making any money. We got to turn the worry into activity we get paid for. Strategic foresight helps us prepare. Triple strategy, which once again, I'd be happy to send to you at david@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. AAA strategy says that we need strategic foresight to get alignment, to take action, and to prepare for adjustment. Allowing ourselves to paralyze the anxiety, the interference, and worry that stalls our decisions and devotion and steals momentum. So many people that I work with fixate on future competitors, future uncertainties, future challenges, struggles, and pains of serving our current clients, which, by the way, most people's current clients bankrupt them. Most of today's current clients are either making you even or losing you money. What you need to do is send your clients that are losing you to your competitor and then transform those that are breaking even into profitability. This is why your revenue is fund. It will remain in that trajectory until we commit to these daily enjoyments, the daily enjoyments of devotional, consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential by identifying that which is interfering with it, the way that you have, and utilizing our value actions based off of what's working, what's not working, what you like and what you don't like, what you know and what you don't know, giving yourself more of what you like, taking away what you don't like, giving yourself more of what works, taking away what doesn't work. Giving yourself more of what you know and taking away what you don't know. If we do so, then we turn that worry into activity that we get paid for. We trust that the future thoughts and solutions will emerge, elevating our awareness to what already is there. We just can't see it. We're not ready to see it. Our vibration and frequency has not evolved to a point we see the future solutions because they already exist within the context of the problem and the struggle. Every future solution is already in struggle and pain. It's just a lapse of time that creates this requirement to shorten the distance of resistance. It's just a lapse of time till you find the resolution, the resolution of a problem or a struggle that already exists. As we let the trust that we have fuel the action of this AAA strategy, but not to justify where we want to be, what we don't have or don't want. We can't use it to not justify inaction. How do we utilize this AAA strategy in order to effectuate this shortening of the distance, the lapse of time that exists between the problem and solution that exists and the resolution, the resolution that is already there? Breathing. Use our breath to reset, to stop. Utilizing the only free will that God has given us is to stop when we're accelerating in the wrong direction in a non-devotional behavior, creating detours that are not divine in nature, that don't protect, promote love, effectiveness, or aren't at the time. Before we make our decisions, we need to stop, drop to center, remind ourselves, remember ourselves, recollect ourselves with the ease, with your God, and then roll into that trajectory, taking alignment, action, preparing for adjustment. We want to enclose our days, understanding of what we did, what we will improve, and how grateful we are for both. Thank for you to bed and when you wake up in alignment with your devotional, your divine direction will only increase, accelerate, aggregate, and compound the outcome and dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the worry, the anxiety, the fear, the need to be right, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, and guilty, separate from. This is how we turn the worry into activity that we paid for. If you would like the AAA strategy, bid@dmelter.com. Love to give you that exercise as well as the whole exercise for today. Lesson 3, presence beats pitch. So many of us are chasing approval. We're pleasers. We find and derive our identity and our approval by others. When we chase approval, lose our presence, our essence in that presence, the pre-essence, the presence. Presence creates clarity, it creates harmony, it creates trust, it accelerates, aggregates, and compounds, and it allows us to examine the ego that naturally, because we are built for survival, not happiness, it allows us to understand that the ego edging goodness, gold, greatness, God out of life, which will only create interference between us and where we want to be. It will interfere with the devotion, the extended sense of discipline. So many companies that I work with, they lose deals by preparing their next pitch instead of listening and practicing their own. Understanding we have to meet people where they're, understanding that we have to make ourselves equal, then make ourselves better. When we're in discussions, in the pitch, in the presence, in the essence, bearing and confirming that if we did so, we'd be able to utilize questions to find out what they like, don't like, what they know, don't know, what works and doesn't work, in order to facilitate, to make easy. Would it help you if? Help you if I added more value by giving you more of what you like, taking away what you don't like? Would it help you if I gave you more of what you know and took away what you don't know? Would it help you if I gave you what's working or took away what's not working? This is what would create business for you. This is what would create opportunity, and touches of favor. This is how we articulate a quantitative value without a feature and benefit dump. Our empathy. Utilizing forgiveness to fuel our empathy and clarity to outperform the volume and give us certainty and control by utilizing that unbelievable power of stopping, dropping, and rolling. When we use our pre-essence, our presence to beat the pitch, to beat the dump, feature benefits. When we use the listen, mirror, and confirm loop, before we transition to would it help you if, or even do you know someone that could help me, knowing that the fastest way to get to where you want to be is what? To find someone that's already there and ask them for direction, help someone get to where they want to be by giving them directions, by teaching them, mentoring them, and coaching them. Knowing that great mentors give direction, great teachers explain those directions, great coaches bring the best out of you so you get there faster. We need to replace the judgment. It isn't a position that you have inherited to judge others, but we replace that judgment with curiosity and creativity through these conversations. I'd like to learn more. Would it help you if? Do you know anyone that could help me? Celebrate everything celebrate for sure those small team wins every single day. Celebrate all that's celebratable by finding the light, the love, and the lessons in it. Building a culture in a company, because people work for a culture, not a company, that will follow what we highlight. Give us a devotional discipline of divine nature, of inspiration, intellect, and intuition beyond an accelerated awareness or vibration. If you would like the presence beats the pitch, david@demeltzer.com. The next lesson, number four, we actually architect and engineer our environment with the frequency, the sound, and the stories, with the light, the love, and the lesson. Our sound is so important as we engineer this environment, the sounds and the stories and the lights and the lessons, with what we call ambient inputs, with music and news and backgrounds and chatters. We are quietly, unconsciously, subconsciously programming our mood, our focus, our harmony, and our creativity range in which we have for today, our vibration and frequency. I use a vibroacoustic lounge in order to help facilitate an entire elevation of my mood, my harmony, my focus, and creativity. If you haven't checked out In Harmony, please do. It has changed my life, utilizing different frequencies of sounds, lights, and lessons in order to facilitate a greater mood, focus, harmony, and even healing. Cellular level. Understanding how we can actually control the inputs of the 10,000 thoughts every day by utilizing this vibroacoustic solution. You could turn it on even when you're not at home, and the ambience, the vibration goes throughout your house, even if you're not lying on the lounge. So many times for offices that I'm working with, companies and cultures that I work with, we swap open office noise for instrumentals, or just place one of the lounges in the business and turns it on as it goes throughout the entire business. We utilize brief, positive meditation and stand-up and movement, breathing and eating and drinking in order to facilitate, to make easy the ideation, recovery, access to information with a higher quality, a higher frequency, a higher awareness. And through this, we see everything jump, accelerate, aggregate, and compound in its nature. Small environmental tweaks, adjustments, compound through consistent performance, devotional performance, divine direction, or better, creates exponential outcomes and gains for us all. When we have stacks of wins, and aware of the stacks of losses, and never stack our losses over 2 days in a row, but stacking our wins and stacking our focus about what it is that it took, the behaviors that it took in order to create those wins, creating playlists, vibrational playlists with the sound, the light, the love, and the lessons, and utilizing all the rooms in our businesses and our homes. Don't be afraid to start with this. Start with a 60-second level set of what's working, what we like, what we know. Set at a higher level and build from there, a baseline in which allows us to create a delta of our potential of where we want to be or better. Always audit the inputs of the content, not just of the thoughts, but of the inputs of ambient inputs of music, news, and chatter around us. Control it with your own newsletter. We send out to millions of people our frequency, our ambient sound, our thoughts every single week. If you'd like to sign up for that newsletter, we'd love to have you, david@demeltzer.com. If you'd like the exercises and guides from today, once again, as well, david@demeltzer.com. Lesson number five, the flywheel. The flywheel, kindness and generosity flywheel. A flywheel that accelerates, aggregates, and compounds in its own nature, expanding as we do. Kindness isn't soft. It is our force multiplier. It'll transform every room, every relationship, and every result that you have. It is the superpower. It is the one word that I want to be known for with legacy, beyond the Napoleon Hill Institute, beyond Junior Achievement, beyond Unstoppable Foundation. It is this one word, kindness. my favorite outro of every single training interview, book, TV show, movie, to be kind. Kind to your future self by doing good deed. It is our force multiplier. It's exponentiality, unfathomable. When we publicly recognize micro wins of others, engagement rises. Throughout our team and across our team, it will help to increase without adding headcount. It is exponential force multiplier kindness. It holds a dose for everyone of dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins of those who give kindness, receive kindness, and witness kindness. It is the force multiplier. It has exponentiality built within it. When we give, we are given, we receive, we ask for more, which allows us to give more than more, receive more than more, give more than receive more than more, and ask for even more than more, and witness more than more kindness daily. This is how we compound trust and harmony, acceleration, aggregation, and the outcomes that we desire. We have to understand the infinite loop, the flywheel of generosity and kindness. It is not a transaction. It's not a quid pro quo. The more we're kind, the more generous we are. In the man-made construct, like for example, me, it doesn't just work automatically. In the infinite, it will. With your love and kindness and generosity, it's instant and obvious. But in the man-made constructs of time, the more time you give, you don't automatically get more time back. The more money you give, you don't automatically get money back. In fact, in the man-made construct, most people are playing a zero-sum game because they think it's automatic, like it is with kindness and generosity in the infinite loop, the flywheel. Most people are giving more than they're receiving back, and they wonder why they end up with zero. It's math. You're in a zero-sum game. You're not playing in the kindness and generosity flywheel. You're not giving more. You're not utilizing gratitude, empathy, and ability to be given more to see the protection, promotion, love, and perfection when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be. And you're not receiving it, which is cheating on people. Why? Because the highest we feel is when we're kind and generous, which means when we're able and capable of helping someone else is when we feel closest to God, when we're at our highest self. And you're cheating other people when you don't receive or even ask for more of their highest self, of their kindness and generosity. And you're taking them out of the infinite loop of this flywheel. Make sure you utilize the flywheel every single day. Make sure that you're giving more, that you're given more, that you receive more, and you ask more. Knowing that everybody that gives, everybody that receives, and everybody witnesses the giving and receivingness is in the infinite loop, the flywheel of dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. You get a dose of happiness. And if you don't, you get a dose of dis-ease, of cortisol. Do you want a dose of ease and happiness or a dose of dis-ease? Which one do you think is the devotional, the divine direction of where you want to be better? I think the answer is obvious and instant. In the infinite, make sure that we are replacing our claim with gratitude in real time. Make sure that we have an attitude of gratitude that finds the love and the lesson and realizes there is no punishment in the infinite loop in the flywheel. There is no punishment. There's only protection, promotion, love, and perfection, that we must believe in something bigger than us, our God, your God, who's bigger than us, an omniscient, all powerful, all knowing God who protects, promotes, loves, and perfects us more than our mom. Knowing every person that we touch, every client that we touch, every associate that we touch, every family member that we touch with the small and expected doses of kindness and generosity will only add to the introductions and resources and recaps that we have in our personal and professional lives. Join me on the flywheel. Join me on the infinite loop of giving and kindness and generosity. Get your dose every day. Receive it. Witness it. Every day, minimize the, of course, dis-ease that we create by interfering with it. If you'd like to understand the flywheel, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The last lesson, the sixth lesson. That's okay, hi, Maris. The sixth lesson. See, Nick makes it look easy, doesn't it? Gotcha. Yeah, you're doing a great job. All right. Last lesson. I know I went over in time and that's what confuses everybody, but I'm into this shit. All right. Cool. The last lesson of surrounding yourself with the right thoughts. The last lesson is solitude, boundaries, and belief repetition. In the enjoyment of the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit or so you want to be or better, not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what other people want or social media wants for you. Without recovery and access and reflection, we serve from a position of interference instead of overflow. And our best, our highest self, our best ideas, our best thoughts will never surface, will never become aware of them, even though they exist. I try to add non-negotiable behavior to make sure that I recover and access and reflect appropriately. That's why my number one non-negotiable is sleep. My number two is my health. And my number three is my family. Then comes finance and the study of time and the study of relativity. Adding blocks of time, minimums of time to non-negotiable behavior will allow us to unlock, to elevate our awareness, to find in every solution, in every pain, problem, and struggle that we perceive. Understanding these time minimums, these non-negotiable behaviors, which should take up about half of your day, which the majority of it is sleeping, to recover, access, and reflect. It is the stillness that we get while we sleep and meditate and do other things that reveals the signal that we have, the frequency, the vibration, allows us to elevate our awareness, because we only can be aware of what that which vibrates or is at a frequency equal to or less than us. And that everything vibrates. The earth vibrates the slowest, then plants, animals, humans, then sound, and then light, and then thought. And the thought that vibrates the fastest, that creates the greatest awareness, is the truth. And that's why we pursue our potential, the truth. That's why we enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of that potential, not just with discipline, with what devotion inherent in the wisdom and faith that is infused in the discipline that allows us to get up, get back up, get started, get back started, and get us there through intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. But in order to do so, we had to create boundaries that will protect our capacity so that we know when there's an instant and obvious reaction to fear of uncertainty, which is always in existence, so that we respond according to the boundaries or the frameworks in which we built, so that our belief reps, our unconscious competency, the hardwire, is one of courage and kindness and generosity and the truth. We want to make sure that we're utilizing time with non-negotiable and negotiable behavior each and every day. 90% of the outcomes that we desire will be derived from the non-negotiable behaviors of sleep, of family, of health, of finance, of study of time and study of relativity. Make sure that we're actually using and being a student of our calendar to schedule these things. Make sure that we have non-negotiables that create our boundaries. Notating that there are exemptions, but there's never exemptions allowed 2 days in a row, because we're not going to stack our losses. We only stack our wins. We understand the conscious continuum. We understand how to get to where we want to be or better. And we stick to it no matter what, no matter if we're flying all around the world. We make sure that we are exactly where we want to be every single day. And if we slip, we do it double down the next day to make sure that we don't slip twice. Make sure that you visualize and review and remind and remember and recollect. Make sure that we utilize lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. One of the anchors is mantras, self-talk. So many kids today I work with, they tell me, you know, I can't, no way, we can't do that, can't do this. I know Henry Ford said years ago, whether you can, you can, either way, you're right. I'll say that again. Whether you can or you can't, either way you like. What I want my kids to say, and what I want you to say to yourself, isn't I can't do this. I'm doubting I could do this. I'm worried I can't ever use say to interfere with your potential, your devotional divine direction. I just want you to tell yourself, watch this. When you walk up to the tough shot that you have, just say, watch this, not, oh no. Don't say, me, try me. Just say, watch this, mother. Say, watch this. It's beyond I can do it. It's already done. Watch this. Watch me do what other people laugh at me, scoff at me, make fun of me at doing. Watch this. No more why me. Utilize those moments of solitude and boundaries and utilize your this belief reps in order to accelerate, aggregate, and compound your outs and elevating your potential to a higher level than you ever imagined. Watch this, mother. Watch this. That's what I surround myself with because it's already done. Not because of who I am, but because I've limited the amount of time that I interfere with it, interfere with that which walks with me, through me, inside of me, to find outside of me all that's imaginable. To be able to monetize and materialize it is an incredible feat. Understanding that we have to surround ourselves with the inputs that we desire to create an automatic system of devotional direction. Our thoughts are not spectators in this game. Our thoughts are the architects, engineers. When we make a devotional decision to control better inputs, we create better outlooks, which provides us better outcomes. Let us turn anxiety interference into action, ego edging goals out of our life into empathy and forgiveness and ease and the noise. Let's turn it into the signal, kindness, into acceleration, aggregation, compounding these outcomes that we desire. Let's make our commitments. Let's make our daily commitments to create our inputs and create that will create our outcomes with non-negotiable deliverables. And our worry, our anxiety, our interference into activity that we get paid for, our pre-essence, present to be the feature and our pitch and to engineer and architect our environment with the frequency and the sound and the listens and the light. Let's take the flywheel, the loop, giving kindness and generosity so that we all get a dose of happiness, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, and limit the cortisol, the interference that we create through negative inputs, utilizing solitude and boundaries and frameworks so that we get our belief upset, so that we can say every day, watch this, not why me, but try me. One small act that will enhance our vision and one that elevates our environment will compound our pursuit of our potential without burning out every single day, 7 days a week. Minimize distance of resistance through wisdom and faith. And let's keep it simple. Reminding ourselves the simple things to do are simple not to do. We need to react, listen, design, give, recover, and repeat to watch this because I surround myself with the right thoughts. This has been to surround yourself with the right thinking training. All right, everybody. Thank you so, so much. We are fired up if you didn't notice. Once again, if you'd like the exercises, guides, my books for free. I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping. David@dmeltzer.com. Appreciate all of you. Please join us. Be invited. We got over 200 cities next year as well. Make it worthwhile. Let's get out of the realm of survival and in the realm of happiness. God bless everyone. Let's close out this room. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.